Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
What's up, friendos, and welcome in to the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast with the Welsh, the Bogman, and the Bob Harris. Bob Harris in the house with the me, because Bogman was not able to attend, but Bogman's presence will be felt in ranks, because Bob and I, we're going to be talking about the biggest rank questions going into this week, looking at some of the numerical side of all of our ranks, and getting right to it because we got some big stuff to discuss. We'll also be hitting your voicemails. You got some good voicemails in here. We do have a Jack Boys parody song for week 3. Get excited, my friends. And a few of the news and notes. Early week, we record this on like late Wednesday, so there's a few injury things that might be worth paying more attention to. But Bogman, did you make it out okay from missing Bob Harris? What would make you miss Bob Harris when he's in the house?
Only mom. Had to take mom to a doctor's appointment. So that's the only thing that could keep me away from Bob. I will miss Bob. Hopefully you guys had a great time. And now I get to just sit back and be like, why are you guys on this guy? Why are you guys not on that guy? And I don't have to make.
The players and stuff. Huh? Bob's great. I mean, there's a lot of like ass kissy fest of like, oh, hey, Bob, you're just all great.
Just a great dude. Like, yeah. You know, you ask him to do something, and if he can't do it now, he will say, I can do it at this point. And that's exactly what happened here. Bob's just a good person.
Yeah. You know, there's like 3 levels of if you've ever like we've experienced it, because we've been doing this for 10 years. We had no background when we did it. We didn't like write for a site for like a year. No one knew us at all. We just like jumped into the fray. So like asking people, you know, they'd be like, well, these guys, whatever. And then you have like a little bit more time passes and some people know you and stuff. And there's like 3 things that happen. There are people that will, well, I guess it's 3 to 4. There's the people that will always say no to you or just not ignore you, or they'll never like acknowledge
respond.
You exist.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of that person right now that Bogman has emailed probably 8 times before, and they've literally never responded, and they run a site. There are the people that are median. They're reasonable people. You know, they'll just be like, oh yeah, I can make it. Or like, hey, sorry, I can't. Like, you know, they try their best, but like sometimes they do, sometimes they can't. And then there are people that say yes to you always. Bob Harris is in that always say yes territory. Really doesn't matter what's going on. He's always there. So it's fun. And he's one of the best rankers out there. He's been doing this for so long. And one of the most baffling parts about all of it in our conversation you'll hear is like, dude does a show 7 days a week. Like, he doesn't take a break. Like,
he's
think we work
always
a lot.
Working.
Yeah, he's always out there. So, you know, he's got these guys in his brain, and we have some really good discussions. If you've heard me on Fantasy Pros this week, you know, a couple of my narratives, one of my biggest narratives, like the Tyreek Hill stuff. We're going to talk about Tyreek Hill. We're going to talk about Anthony Richardson. We're going to talk about the Bucks running back situation. I mean, we're going to cover the whole gambit of all of it. So it's a good conversation. Looking forward to those voicemails and looking forward to hanging with everybody here. Make sure you guys check us out over at InThisLeague.com on the Patreon. That is how you can support. If you like to support, come and check it out. We've also got ranks. We've got live streams Thursdays and Fridays. There's some live streams.
You can also get in on the community because we have one of the best communities out there. And you do have direct access to us with the GroupMe rooms, like priority. You message us. We're going to get back to you. And it's easy stuff. InThisLeague.com. InThisLeague.com. Take you to the Patreon. Sign up today. Box, let's talk about a few of the things. One of the positives, and this is another narrative-based thing, Jaden Daniels looked absolutely phenomenal on Monday Night Football. I know this is like a little bit after the fact. The after effects are astonishing, and it is hilarious. The conversation you, Joe, and I had on Monday before the game, where we were talking about like the struggles of the quarterbacks and the rookies and blah, blah, blah. And then I just come out the gates to Joe, and I'm just like, I mean, I didn't lay it out like I didn't necessarily believe it, so I saved myself a tiny bit. But I'm like, Joe, what'd you think about Jaden Daniels going five all over the place? You know, to try to set up to be like, that probably was a little bit high and everyone was had these high expectations and stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. And he goes out and has a game where he has two incompletions, throws the ball deep finally, and is a unanimous top five quarterback this week.
Did you see me? Did you see me in the GroupMe room at the end of the game where they were kind of being conservative? I was like, let him throw it. Please let him throw it. They let him throw it on fourth down, and then they immediately went for the end zone and he threw the touchdown. Let the kid cook. Thank God they are letting him throw finally, because this is a guy that he's not like Anthony Richardson. Anthony Richardson came into the league as a guy that didn't throw the ball a lot. He didn't have a bunch of starts underneath his belt, right? And everyone was like, well, Jaden Daniels was at ASU for 3 years and wasn't good there. And then he had one good year at LSU. It wasn't one good year. He won the Heisman at LSU. And he had all those amazing athletes around him. Well, you're in the NFL, wherever you're going, even Carolina, you have amazing athletes around. You have the best of the college game. So he made it work. Cam Taylor-Britt sucks. Bengals suck. You hate to see it. You really hate it when the Bengals start out really bad and the Browns start out on real bad and the Ravens have only won game and the Steelers are undefeated. You really hate to see stuff like that.
Listen to this, too, by the way, as you're going about all that. Jaden Daniels, here's our boy, Michael F. Floria. By the way, did you see the video? Hat tip to him. It was Dan Patrick had the other, the I don't want to call him the real Mike Floria, but like Mike Floria from Pro Football Talk. He asked him about Michael F. Florio. He mentioned, he's like, did you know that there's a Michael F. Florio out there? And Mike Florio, I didn't love his response. He's like, I should sue him and all that. And like, just have a little bit more fun with it. But getting back to it, our buddy, Michael F. Florio, who's with NFL Network, listen to, I'm going to play their video for 10 seconds. We'll steal their content. Listen to Florio's take on Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, look, Jaden Daniels was my guy at quarterback coming into the season. But you see who you didn't see on that top 10 list in fantasy points per game at quarterback? Patrick Mahomes. I would rather have Jaden Daniels the rest of the way than Patrick Mahomes.
Did you hear that? Jaden Daniels over Patrick Mahomes rest of season.
I don't even know. Is that a hot take?
I'm not sure it's a hot take. The funny thing is, and taking it a little bit because we're going to talk about it with Bob, but like, I kind of press like, hey, listen, Jaden Daniels, it's not just like he's top five this week because he's going against the Cardinals and whatever. He probably is now going to be stuck in the conversation of Jalen Hurts, of Patrick Mahomes, of Lamar Jackson the rest of the way through. So I think that's where he lives. Will he be ahead of Patrick Mahomes every week? Probably not. And I do think people are going to turn on Jaden Daniels real hard if he doesn't put up these big performances.
Well, he's a rookie. So people will for sure heel turn real quick. And look, I wasn't the biggest on Jaden Daniels coming in because I just wasn't sure what's going to happen with this old line and just the Washington as my thing with him was, are they going to start Mariota for a chunk of the year? They didn't. And you saw that in flex. Remember, in my flex league, I decided not to take CMC at eight. I took Joe Burrow.
How good do you feel about that now?
So good. And then in the second round, to double down, I took Jaden Daniels. And I had the most points in my flex league this week. I had over 150 with those guys both going crazy. But my thing was like, is Dan Quinn going to be a hard ass and not start him? That was really my issue with him going in. But obviously, he's a starter. I put him, I think, at 13, 14 before the season starts. But yes, I mean, he has to be up there. He looks awesome. And like you said, maybe it doesn't last the whole year, but it's Cliff Kingsbury's offense. It's going to be a vertical, take your shot down the field offense. Their defense still sucks, so he's going to have to play point for point in a lot of these games. Wheels up, man. Guy looks great.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Could be in that discussion, and we'll see if Bob co-signs on that here in just a tiny bit. Some news and notes that are sitting around that might be warranted. Probably one of the biggest ones is Kareem Hunt was signed to the active roster. And Andy Reid said this is going to be a three-man rotation, and also noted from Kareem Hunt, I'm excited to show people what I got. Of course you are, blah, blah, blah. This is really interesting coming off of Carson Steele's dominant performance where, you know, he gets 70 yards, had 17 carries. I don't think there was a single negative rush. You know, he continuously got yards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey! That, you know, I saw that game and I just went, oh, I think they got their Bismarcky. You got what I need. Or that's, is that Bismarcky?
Are you asking me?
No, I think that's, no, that's Old Dirty Bastard. Apologies. Okay. Bismarcky's in my head because my son learned the dance of Bismarcky. And that's, you say we're just a friend. Da, 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 say we're just a friend. Now, baby, now you. Oh, no, that is Bismarcky. You got what I need. But you say we're just a friend. Da, da, da. You remember that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I've never seen you dance to it. So
oh, yeah,
I
mean,
that was interesting.
Kind of doing my,
I mean, kind of moving. Yeah,
yeah, moving. That might look like dancing to me, but what the hell were we even talking about? I completely. Oh, yeah. Sorry, the Korean blank Bismarcky completely took me away. But
this, like, is ADHD, folks.
Yeah, this is kind of playing out like that. I was like, okay, Kareem Hunt's good to go, or I'm sorry, Carson Steele is good to go. Like, this looks like this is established. And this is what this offense needed, and they'd move it forward. But then they're going to kind of throw this at us. I'll give you the anecdotal thing. I don't think it matters no matter what, but I was telling you about this. I happened to be on the DK Sportsbook on Tuesday night, just perusing, doing some work and stuff like that, seeing if there's anything I wanted to hit early. I found one prop. Then I'm like, I like to just go through and just kind of look again and just give a little, you know, just give a little take. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Carson Steele's rushing yard prop jumps up and it's 22 and a half yards.
Let's
and I'm
go.
Like, what are we talking? I immediately bet it hard. And then they immediately took it off and it hasn't come back. And part of that could be like this concern, because last week it was like, oh, we don't really know. Like, what will this be? And then Carson Steele dominates. Now it's like, well, we don't really know. Cause like Kareem Hunt, I just kind of feel like Kareem Hunt's going to take away from Samaje Perine, and maybe this takes a few carries away from Carson Steele, which kind of hurts the fantasy value. But I just have a hard time believing Kareem Hunt's going to like actually take away from this offense. But we'll see. And that's the big thing. He was activated from it, and how much role Kareem Hunt plays and lack of maybe carries we get from Carson Steele, I think it'll give us a really good idea of what we're in for the future.
I'm just going to stand by. 32 teams had 2 weeks to pick up Kareem Hunt. And nobody did. So, I mean, the three-man rotation, fine. But as our boy Macho Man Randy Savage said, the cream rises to the top. The cream of this attack is Carson Steele right now, to me. And I think Samaje is your passing down guy. So, Kareem Hunt is third in line for lunch, which is never a good spot to be in. So, I don't know, man. I don't think Kareem Hunt has a lot. Let him prove me wrong. So I'll change my tune, and that's fine. If he does have something left in the tank, he was one of the better backs in the NFL for a long time. But I don't know, man. I'm kind of over waiting for these old running backs to hit the ground running again. I'm done with it. So I think it's all Carson Steele all the time.
Dig it.
I'm agreeing here, and I think it's going to smash, and I just want him to at least get those 22.5, get 23, get 20, get 30, so I don't have to like worry about it. So they don't pull a Rico Dowdle on me or whatever. But a couple other pieces. Marvin Harrison, DMP on Wednesday, quad issue. I don't think there's anything to worry about. Wouldn't go nuts with it. Tight end issues this week. Lots of them. Ingram might be play. They're saying it'll be close. That doesn't make me feel good. And Trey McBride has not practiced. He is still dealing with a concussion. And I don't think we've seen an update on Sam Laporta either. So there is a question. And we haven't seen an update on George Kittle. So tight end ranks are whacked out right now because McBride, Kittle, Ingram, and whoever I just am forgetting.
Kittle.
Kittle, McBride. Oh, Laporta. Those four are kind of all maybe they're going to go. So do you
really sucks for Laporta because he plays the late game on Monday.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be really, you know, it's really
Have that Tennessee Miami game. So maybe you pick up Okonkwo or Janu and hopefully have an update. I mean, hopefully they'll update us Sunday, but who knows?
You hope, but I have a situation in our 16 team dynasty on three sport. I have Laporta and I have Goddard. And I think I have to play Goddard at tight. Well, I got some issues.
This is the best week to play Goddard, you know, because
but I actually might have to play both one and flex because I've got some I got some issues. So yikes. I don't feel good about that. What do you think about McBride and the concussion, though? Do you think he's going to get out there?
Nope, I don't think he's going to play. I think they're going to hold him out for a week. And that's that was kind of the sense that we got from Deepak. If it was a concussion, we were talking about a different player, but he was going through like getting a concussion. You know, on Sunday usually means you're not going to play the following week. So we'll see what happens with him. But I would say probably make a plan if you're rostering Trey McBride to play somebody else.
Some other notes, Justin Fields getting another start, though. I think Russ was like practicing, but how in God's name would you take Justin Fields out anyways at this point? Raiders are sticking with Gardner Minshew for now. That's their business decision, apparently. And Tyler Huntley, a possibility to start this week for the Dolphins. I think it's
more than likely now.
Yeah. Like it's written here like that, but I think it's been more confirmed. All but makes me feel better about the Tyreek Hill buying opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, and Tyreek is going to be, I don't understand people that wouldn't want to buy Tyreek now, right? Like
there's a lot of them though.
That's fine. You know, listen, if your thought process is he doesn't have a quarterback to throw him the ball, I don't want to mess with it. Okay, that's an understandable viewpoint to me. I get where you're coming from. But for me, I've seen Tyreek Hill be one of the best wide receivers in the NFL for most of his career. It hasn't mattered. When everyone was saying, Mahomes makes Tyreek, Tyreek makes Mahomes. No, they're both really good. So, you know, I think maybe it's tough the first couple weeks with Huntley because they don't have a lot of a rapport. But after that, I mean, I think Tyreek's going to go nuts. So you may have even a better buying opportunity if he doesn't have a good week this week to get Tyreek Hill. And the more people are down on him, the more I'm just buying. So yep. I want to get Tyreek Hill wherever I can.
Those are the quarterback updates. Running back updates. Joe Mixon did not practice. I think it was already not looking good. It's a pretty good matchup too. So Cam Akers might be a wheeled up situation, wheels up. Austin Eckler is not. You have likely here. He is not. He's not traveling.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
To Arizona. Yeah. So he is not playing this week.
Well, they still could. They still could. Like, that's one of those. That's who we were talking about with Deepak was Austin Eckler because we knew he had the concussion.
But they said he is not traveling, so he can't like not play if he doesn't travel.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, you made it go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
Right, but he can travel later if he passes through protocol. That's the only reason why I said it's not likely, because I originally wrote it that Austin Eckler is out, and then I kept reading and they said he can still travel later in the week if he passes proto, but I don't think he's going to. So
Austin Eckler just looking through the gate, how to get a job there. Shout out to old your mom's house. Jalen Warren's in question to play this week. Najee, I believe, was able to get out to practice, so that's good. I don't think Warren plays. I think it's a Patterson-Najee show. Bucky Irving was limited, hamstring, probably no issue. They also said Jonathan Brooks is nearing a return, which is nice. And I think those are the big RB. Oh, the other RB thing, coming out from Bears camp, it said this weekend that it looks like they want to give Roshan a real look, even worse for DeAndre Swift. I would have put him in like the sell this week, but I don't think there's something to sell.
Well, if you're like me and you have zero shares of DeAndre Swift, and I thought, man, against the Colts, here we go. This is the week. Their offensive line is miserable. I don't really think it matters who the running back is for Chicago until they figure out those O-line issues. So, I mean, did you see that play where they're at the goal line and you see every single one down? Of the Bears wide receivers picking daisies on the ground? So it just looked bad. So great for Roshan, but I don't know if it matters who the running back is in Chicago. So
wide receiver updates, the most important people are paying attention to, at least the Eagles, both Devontae Smith and AJ Brown did not practice. So it is trending in a very bad direction where
why we like Goddard.
Yeah. Why Goddard's going to be good. They also placed Britton Covey on the IR. So John Dotson, you know, Johnny Wilson. They're going to just throw out dudes.
Yeah, the camp star Johnny Wilson from Florida State. He's like a tight end wide receiver hybrid. Maybe he gets involved. That would be nice to see.
I'm waiting for Jalen Hurts rushing yards to open up. That's really all I'm looking for right now. Also, you know what? I was hesitating. I think they opened up Saquon at 4.5 receptions. Take the over. He's going to have 13. That's what they're going to have to do. Looks like Jordan Addison is going to be playing this week. So wheels up. We'll actually talk about him with Bob. Adam Thielen was placed on the IR, but is not going to require surgery. So that's a big blow. Xavier Leggett, maybe value increasing just a tiny bit. And
Glad to be a Carolina Panther, man.
I could listen to that dude talk all day.
He's got to be like in the offseason, they got to give him a cartoon character or something to voice.
Yeah.
I just want to hear him talk. He's great.
Because it's the combo.
He's so happy, too.
That's where I was going with it. It's like if you take his voice, accent, whatever, and then it's just like depressed, I would probably be like more depressed, but he's just like super like happy, and it's this great combination where I'm just like, I'd run through a wall for that dude.
He loves the attention. He loves getting asked questions and talking, and I'm here for it. I love that guy.
I'm here for it too. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, it's time for Bob Harris from Football Guys. Now we actually talk even a tiny bit about what was going on with football diehards if people hadn't paid attention. But we got Bob Harris going through all the rank stuff. And then after Bogman comes back, we're going to do voicemail. So don't go anywhere. In This League rolls on.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
It's time for week 4 rankings. And oh boy, one of my favorite guests. Every single year we can get him. We can steal him away from all of his activities and jobs and the radio. It's Bob Harris, football diehard. Now at Football Guys, Mr. Bob Harris, if you have never, I actually said that like I'm speaking to you, but I'm speaking to the audience. If you have never had a chance to like hang and talk with Bob Harris, we do this a lot and that's okay. But he is literally one of the best people in the industry. What you get, what you see is what you get. Bob, I'm doing this little introduction because I love you, man. I love talking with you. You bring the energy up. You're one of the best. You're one of the people. Like you say Bob Harris. I was doing a ranked show on Fantasy Pros with Pat Fitzmaurice and Mick Chilella.
Fitzmaurice.
Woo! Yeah, I know. And that's how, but that's like the same thing. Actually, it's the same reaction. Like you say Pat and people get excited, but I said your name and they both lit up. And that's kind of my point is like people light up when you're around. So I've kissed your ass a whole lot, Bob. Appreciate how are you that. Doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. New, kind of a new chapter for me. Moving on, and you know, just happy to have a job in the first place. But you know, the sad circumstances are why I had to move on from my past job. But if you're going to land with a new football family, it's a comfortable family. I've known Joe Bryant, the People Football guys. I mean, I was around when they got started. I published Joe's first article.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Back in 1996. It's almost like coming full circle. So really happy to have what we've got going on there. And they're letting me do all kinds of stuff that I like to do, a little daily podcast, video stuff, and plenty of writing. So really having a good time.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, it was like you are the football diehard, and that's what a lot of people like known. And that was it was you know, sad situation across the board. I will say that like I'm happy, like football guys seem like that's exactly where you needed to be after that. Like, you know, it's a prominent space. You deserve to be there. But definitely a hard transition moving off of that into this new space.
It is going from 30 years working, you know, the one thing and working by yourself, right? Like, so like Emil Catholic and I, for people who don't know what we're talking about, Emil Catholic. My former boss at Football Diehards and Fantasy Sports Publications, publisher of all the magazines you see over my shoulder, the Pro Forecast, et cetera, for over 30 years. Emil Catholic passed away just last month. So, diagnosed with cancer last year. And at some point he said, man, you're going to have to find a job. I went, oh, wow. Like, it's been 30 years. What am I going to do? And I didn't know how it was going to play out. And it played out, you know, is like I said, horrible circumstances, but the best possible landing spot. It's nice to have a work family. The people at Football Guys are fantastic. All my colleagues there, most of whom, you know, I know, you know, I mean, like I do my show on Sirius still. And like for years, you know, have guests from across the broad range of sites and they've been part of that. So just like it's just a totally great vibe there. And really love working there.
Yeah. And you deserve it. If I could have 10% of your aura and 10% of the industry feelings for you in like 10 years, like I'll feel okay no matter what happens with me. I'm thankful that, you know, Fantasy Pros has me full time. I've been doing In This League for 10 plus years. You know, it's a speck of what you have done. But if I have 10% of any of that Bob Harris-ness, I will probably live a pretty good life in fantasy.
Well, you already share like the, you know, that similar thing that I have, and we're a great work family. I mean, between Pat and Joe Pizzapia, some of my favorite people in the industry work with you. So I mean, you're in a good spot as well.
Yeah, we're rocking. All right, we're loving on each other here. Let's get to some fantasy football. Let's get to week four ranks here. You guys can check out, by the way, all of Bob Harris's ranks over at footballguys.com, updated as we go. You can sign up, get access to that, some of the best in the industry. But we are going to be talking about some of the, you know, the biggest questions that are bookmarking this week. So we do our ranks. You know, I just did the Fantasy Pros rank show where we get like really ECR numerical and stuff like that. We're getting a tiny bit different because we're going to talk about some of the biggest questions. And let's kick it off with quarterbacks. At the quarterback position, yes, there's always some chalk, but there are some big movers and shakers. And the biggest one at the top, funny enough, could be the QB2 on some teams. A lot of people did the pairings of a rookie quarterback with a more staunchy veteran type of play. But this week, the thing we are seeing in ECR, Bob, is a huge jump up of Jaden Daniels. He is ECR 5 as far as Fantasy Pros goes. Bogman has him at 5. I have him at 3 currently. I've got only Kyler Murray and Josh Allen above him. And he's coming off of Jaden Daniels coming off of a game where he had, I know this is like everyone saying it, he had more touchdowns than he had incompletions. He was going into week 3, 8th best adjusted completion percentage according to Fantasy Points data in the league, and he showed that off. He finally threw the ball deep. He's got great leg. It's the combo of everything you love. So this week, people are kind of jumping on it, and I know you are backing this trend of Jaden Daniels being a top 5 QB this week.
Yeah, I have him 3 at the moment. I think he might move down a spot, but he's not going down too far. And you're right. I mean, like, as we win of the season, you know, and I was advocating this. And look, I was in on Anthony Richardson. We can talk about him as well. And Kyler Murray. So Richardson was going around round 5. If you missed him, aim for Kyler Murray around maybe round seven or so. If I missed on him, Jaden Daniels was a target later. And with all three of those guys, the thing that you mentioned is true. You pair him with a what we consider like a steady Eddie. And I mean, like, that's hard to, you know, define anybody as that at this point in this season. But there was a large pool of quarterbacks available late in drafts that you could have dipped into, whether you liked, you know, Aaron Rodgers, Geno Smith, you know, Jared Goff, Kirk Cousins.
Purdy. I mean, yeah. I was going to say Goff and Purdy were the ones.
You know, 12, 13. So, yeah. So, right in that same range. So, you compare them with someone that you felt like reasonably comfortable with. And if things didn't work out, you could make the switch. Like in Richardson's case, I'm still not making the switch. I still think the week-to-week upside is there. But, boy, the leagues I have Daniels in, I'm a lot more comfortable.
Okay. Ooh, save a pin in the Richardson. We're going to go to him next. Yeah. Do you think Daniels is in a space now? Because I think the biggest, that's what I was pushing Pat about on the show. I was like, give me the guys that are under him. I want people to hear the names that are below Daniels this week. And it was Jalen Hurts was below. Patrick Mahomes was below. And I think the thing I want to press is like, it's just a great matchup this week. But do you think that Daniels on a week in and week out basis now belongs in the conversation of Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray kind of has jumped into that territory, but specifically like the Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, do you think he will week in and week out be in that space?
Yes. I think he's, you know, like he's already shown it with the rushing. So the rushing edge puts those guys in the conversation every week. The Konami code upside, the great Rich Rebar line, you know, it puts them, you know, gives you that possible kind of winning lottery jackpot kind of play. Daniels compounds that. And so does Kyler Murray, like, you know, with throwing ability. We haven't seen that from Anthony Richards yet. We've seen hints of it. But Daniels for sure. And like, I know it's interesting because Cliff Kingsbury was Kyler Murray's coordinator in, I think, his second season when he finished his quarterback two. We don't think a lot of Cliff Kingsbury's offense, right? I mean, just in general, there's no motion. Everyone lines up in the same spot. And yet here we are with these young quarterbacks seem to fare pretty well in it. And Daniels, we should, you know, maybe we should have seen this. Like, if you were all in on Richardson, I was, you knew he had to make progress as a passer or gain more consistency. I mean, Daniels coming off the Heisman Trophy winning season, he threw, 40 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, and we knew he had the rushing ability. So more refined as a passer. I don't know if he was like he's been more refined than I expected, or it certainly was against the Bengals. But I think, for me, this looks like it's going to be more the norm than not. There are going to be some bad weeks, people. Prepare for them, but I think for the most part you're going to be happy you played him more often than not.
This was one of the reasons I was trying to buy in Terry McLaurin last week, was like, if Terry McLaurin gets activated, it's another piece why Jaden Daniels feels more comfortable. Anthony Richardson is definitely the thing. I said this on the Fantasy Pros show. I said Jaden Daniels is everything we hoped Anthony Richardson would be, and Anthony Richardson has been an absolute disappointment this year. There's multiple sides to this. One of the worst quarterbacks, I think it's like the second to a lowest adjusted completion percentage in all of football. It's worse than Bryce Young. His overall completion percentage has been bad. Everything has been bad, really bad, poor decision-making. This week specifically, it's also a really bad matchup against Pittsburgh. One of the saving factors could be that pass rush could move him up, and then all of a sudden the rushing equity goes up and he saves his week this week. A lot of people are, I'm like out on him this week, and I'm very concerned about the options, but I'm also advocating to not go anywhere with him. Don't cut him because he's got a favorable matchup that's coming up, but I am burying him this week, and I don't care how much he scores this week. I won't start him because he's got to prove it, because I think there are better options in Sam Darnold. Andy Dalton versus Cincinnati right now is a higher floor. So I'm anti Anthony Richardson specifically this week and also moving forward, but I think you would be foolish to just wash your hands of it because he is a massively talented player, but you're not. And that's, or at least, you know, you were kind of saying like, you're not out, you're not done yet. So let's hear your side on the Anthony Richardson.
So ideally in leagues where I drafted Anthony Richardson, I did this knowing there was going to be volatility. So I maybe built my roster in ways that can compensate for that. Like, it's a volatile season, right? Who knows, you know, what's going on. So, you know, it'll be judged on a case by case basis. And you mentioned some names. I mean, it's hard to sit Sam Darnold right now. The only quarterback in the NFL with multiple touchdowns in every single game, coming off a 4 touchdown game. It seems like Kevin O'Connell has this all figured out. And like, this is not new for Kevin O'Connell, right? Like, maximize Kirk Cousins. Then what did we see last year with Jaren Hall, Josh Dobbs, Nick Mullins. Nick Mullins threw for 400 yards in a game, I think, at one point. So,
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
SportsGrid.com.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face?
Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league.
Like, I totally get that. But I think over the course of time, it was interesting. I saw, I think it was Dan Graziano on ESPN was writing about it this morning. He's wondered if there wouldn't come a point where the Colts decide to bench him for a week and give him a chance to sit back and look at things. And I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, I think they know exactly what they have in Richardson. And I think also, if we go back a couple of weeks and, you know, AD Mitchell steps away from maybe having a totally different conversation right now about Anthony Richardson. Maybe we just be coming off one lousy game. We're going, oh, okay, it's one lousy game. We should expect this. He's only had what? This was his 7th NFL start. He's the youngest quarterback in the NFL. There are going to be growing pains. And if you want to, like, this is the great thing about fantasy football. It's like a multi-lane highway. If you want to switch lanes, feel free. There are other options out there. You mentioned some of them. There are others that I would be willing to play. But if you have a different style of play and you're not risk averse, you think you've built a roster that can sustain that kind of volatility at the quarterback position, by all means, he's still, to me, a lottery ticket. They're going to be huge games once he gets the running together.
Yeah, I think a key thing there, too, is like not, but I don't think everybody set themselves up properly when they took Anthony Richardson. That, to your point, I did. So I have him in one of the FFPC. I've got I did two teams this year, and one of those I took Richardson, but I backed him up with Jared Goff, and that ended up, obviously you want a little bit more on the quarterback side on those rosters, but I had, and I put in Goff last week over Richardson and that played out. But I'd keep reiterating, because it's a really good point. Like, he's one of the youngest quarterbacks in the league, even outside of style, just don't cut him. Like, just, he's a hold. Right. We can do these start, sit, hold 100% type of things, or cut. Just hold on to him right now. And luckily, unlike tight end, which we're going to talk about, there's a lot of depth and option at quarterback that you can play. And this week has a bunch of decent matchups. Do you have a quarterback outside of this top 12? And I almost wanted to kind of throw a like buy, hold, sell type of thing at you. If I threw Derek Carr, Baker Mayfield, and Geno Smith at you, Derek Carr's got Atlanta, Baker Mayfield's got Philly, and Geno has got Detroit. If there was start one, sit one, cut one, where would you sit on those three?
Run me the three again.
So Baker Mayfield, Derek Carr, and Geno Smith.
Which Saints offense are we getting here, right? Like, is it the first 2 weeks or is it last week? The truth is it's somewhere in between. I'm going to have a little bit of faith in Clint Kubiak there. I don't like the matchup as much for Mayfield or Smith. So going to be a lot of pressure on Smith. I might go Carr here as my play. I know that sounds dangerous, people, and it is. But I'm still trusting in Clint Kubiak. The changes they made, and everyone's talked about them widely, actually a modern offense with motion and play action and things and a good running back. So I'll play that offense in the matchup with Mayfield. I don't trust the matchup with Geno Smith, definitely against Seattle. I don't like the pressure that he's going to face. He's at the bottom of my list there.
Yeah, the interesting thing about Mayfield is just that that Philly secondary. Philly secondary has just been trash. But, Mike Evans has been just kind of like, the two-touchdown game. Yeah, ho-hum, that's a really good way to say it. They've gotten Chris Godwin involved. Maybe they try to get the ball established on the ground a little bit more with Bucky Irving this week, who we'll talk about. So there you go on the quarterback play. Let's jump over to running backs. So the top end of RBs, pretty much as we know it. But I do want to ask you this one question. Devon Achane, because there's going to be a little bit of a trend on the Miami side. Devon Achane got volume, but the Dolphins couldn't move the ball last week. And I think that's what's holding a lot of people back. I'm 100% going to bring up Tyreek Hill in a little bit. Where are you at on Devon Achane as far as what is driving this offense. Huntley will be in, it looks like, a quarterback this week. We know they have Tim Boyle out there. It's a barrage. It's a cast of characters that nobody wants to see in their quarterback room. That's what they have, and it's got people worried. Do you think there is anything to pushing Devon Achane down right now? I don't know if people really have options. Again, we're talking about like the top 12 of RBs and stuff like that.
I have him down at the tail end of the running back ones, right? Like right okay. around 12. And like, I think it's still a good volume play. We'll see where Raheem Mostert is this week. I don't know that it really matters that much. But a big part of the quarterback situation, like you could say this is positive. Whoever it is going to be dumping off to Achane on the regular, right? And that is totally possible. Also, the offense needs to stay on schedule. And I think like, I'm a huge advocate of not overstating the quarterback situation when you're drafting wide receivers. I said this about Malik Nabers, right? Like, you know, and we can go back over the course of years and see how like horrible quarterback, like Justin Jefferson was wide receiver three with the three guys we mentioned before, Dobbs, Jaren Hall, and Nick Mullins as his quarterback over the last five games last season. So it can work out, but in general, the offense needs to be on schedule. And so in this case, there's a level of quarterback play that to me is not acceptable. And I think the Viking or the Dolphins have hit the unacceptable level of play there. So that's why I'm dialed back on Achane where I am. I think he's still playable. I still have high hopes for him. I still hope he can produce running back one numbers because he's a huge big play threat every time he touches the ball. But I am concerned about the offense in general.
Yeah, and there's just nowhere you're not going to not play him. The only back that's really jumped up out of character was Jordan Mason, who's become a RB1, so you don't push right. him down. So let's move down further. Let me give you a who would you rather. People down on Ramondre Stevenson after putting up, it was the second worst performance of his career. His very first game of his NFL career, he had negative points. This was the second worst performance he has ever had, though he was like, you know, the tippy top of yards after contact, and he's all the piece of this offense. And we're going to pair him against J.K. Dobbins, who J.K. Dobbins was up against Gus Edwards in touches. And then all of a sudden last week, Gus Edwards kick rocks, but they also just lost Joalt for the week. He's going right. to be out. So that Slater, makes it a sir. Tough matchup. Yeah. So Stevenson versus Dobbins, who do you side with and how close do you think it is?
According to Kyron Williams, I should side with Stevenson, right? He just ripped the San Francisco defense asunder.
I think like he's a lot going of
that,
to.
Right. Like a lot of that, let's go give Sean McVay some credit too, right? Like they were down 14-0 and he still kept hammering the ball. Why? Because they have no wide receivers, but their offensive line was a shambles. So he went two tight end heavy, I think 45% of the time, more than he's done since 2022. So that helped Williams out. Nonetheless, it was a solid game. If we see a similar kind of approach by the Patriots, and I think we should, you know, pass block well. So I like Stevenson slightly better than Dobbs.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It's mostly for the reason you outlined and also out of some fear that the game script could get out of hand.
I like Stevenson too. Hargrave tore his bicep. So that's yep. in the middle of that defensive line. He's going to be out. And the Niners, you know, they're getting exposed on how you can run on the inside. You know, a little bit tougher for the Patriots because I don't think they have a big threat of a big passing game. So you might see the Niners right. adjust a little bit, but they're weak on that inside defensive.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Welsh
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league.
This is the way. Stop touching things.
Spot. Here are two running backs. We'll start with the first one, which it was polarizing last week, was one of the top waiver guys in Carson Steele with the Kansas City Chiefs. From an ECR perspective or, you know, consensus ranks that are sitting out there, let's just call it somewhere between like 28 and 30 he's sitting. He had 17 carries last week, wasn't explosive, but he was super efficient. I got just kind of it was bombastic to me because I didn't expect them to run as much as
right.
they did. It averaged 26 carries per game going into week three. And then all of a sudden it's like, here we go, 35 plus carries. And Steele looked really good. This week he's going up against that Charger team. He looks like he's a feature back, but Kareem Hunt was pushed up. How high are you? Can you go with Carson Steele as far as advocating between a flex to an RB2 for this week?
I'm still going to keep him at a flex level. I mean, you can advocate, you know, like, look, not everyone is going to be in the position where they have those kind of opportunities right now, or those kind of choices. I think I prefer all these, you know, all these backs. Like, I have them right outside the running back two range, like at 25. I think that, you know, that's a good starting point. It's like the borderline, because if you need them, sure, you're going to play them. And I was encouraged. We'll see what kind of, you know, what Hunt can do to that. I think this is going to be a conversation we're having every week for a little while, though, about this running back situation. We'll see what Clyde Edwards-Helaire is eligible to come back after next week as well. Maybe he can become a factor after sitting out the first 4 weeks. Maybe he's got it together now. So I just think without Pacheco, this is going to be a little bit of a crapshoot every week. Could Samaje Perine rise up and turn into a Jerick McKinnon-like presence in this offense? Is that possible? I don't, you know.
Yeah, and you got to wonder, too, with the Kareem Hunt being activated, I see that more affecting a Perine than I do a Carson Steele. I think
probably.
I think they're going to just put themselves in a spot where it's like, let's give Carson Steele 15 carries every single week. And if, and here's the positive. If they get inside the five and they're in that red zone, it looks like Carson Steele would be that guy.
Right.
Bogman and I are with you, by the way, because I have Bogman's ranks here. We're both at 26 on Carson Steele. That is higher than the consensus ranks because the positive is touchdown equity. Yep. Looks like Steele would be that guy. And he's not a negative run player. It's just plow through the guards, plow through the inside tackle, get your 3 or 4 yards every single play. And I think they're going to want to establish that. So now here's a good versus. And maybe it's not even close. Bucky Irving was at the tippy top of waivers this week. That was Carson Steele last week. Bucky Irving, they say they want to get him more run. Rashad White, huge snap percentage, under 45% attempt percentage so far. Only had 6 carries, but he is like the guy in the red zone. Bucky Irving looks like the better runner right now, but you got this weird situation where they're going to eat into each other. Irving is also right around that Steele range as far as ranks go. Who would you rather, Bucky Irving or Carson Steele this week?
If you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with. I if you have both these guys and you have to make that decision, I'm probably still leaning White. Look, I get it. The rush share has gone up every week. Last week was more than half for Irving. And we're hearing Todd Bowles talking about getting him more. I think in PPR, I'm still going to take into account that targets matter more than carries. And I'm going to stick with White. White is still very good at that. Am I super concerned about it? Do I feel totally comfortable with it? No, not in either case. I'd like to see it. I'd like to have more evidence before I had to make a hard decision. But if you have to make it this week, that's how I'm making. I'm going White in PPR. If I was playing in some zany standard league, which I don't play in any of, I might go Irving. But Irving's like the train is coming, people. Prepare yourselves if you're a White investor. The playing time is going to diminish now. The question is whether the target share does, and it did against Detroit, but he was kind of beat up. It rose back up. So I don't know. I think, you know, he still has about, he even said it before the season, right? It was funny. He was talking, you know, and I was saying there's no way he gets the 200, you know, the carries he got last year. He tied with McCaffrey at 272, but the receiving equity seems like it's going to remain the same because he's a really good target and really effective with the ball. When they get him in space, he just can't hit the hole. Right. He seems to dance in the hole. And that's not Bucky Irving's problem. Bucky Irving is much better at that. So,
yeah, Rashad White has that old Le'Veon Bell dance move without the explosion. So exactly. it's dancing and then get hit. And that, and I really do think I'm undetermined if Bucky Irving will rise to a level above Rashad White. Or will Bucky Irving just make Rashad White more difficult to play every single week? You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like White is more affected than Bucky Irving becomes like a no brainer.
That's what I think. I think like right now, I probably prefer White down at the tail end of my running back twos, but there could come a point where they're both flex level plays. Right. And then, you know, and that's, and maybe we all benefit from that. If we have another back who I know, if you drafted Rashad White, you probably, you know, paid for something in along the running back two production, but if somebody else rises up and can fill that void for you, it's nice to have a solid flex. If both of them emerge at that, we all gain.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.